grainy.
Mm-hmm. What would you dig to run the water off?
A canal.
How about something smaller than a canal?
Ditch.
Okay.
Canal can be quite small, though. I mean, here, maybe mm-hmm. something 2 yards across might mm-hmm. be called a canal.
Would it be synonymous with ditch?
No, I guess a ditch feeds into a canal.
Okay. How about a shallow arm of the sea, something that flows in and out with the tide?
Well, the term bayou is used for that as well as other things. Mm-hmm. For example, Barataria Bayou is certainly mm-hmm. just that. And this one person says, somebody threw a dead dog and it done passed here 5 times in the last 2.5 days, going up and going down.
What else can a bayou be other than tidal?
Well, a bayou can be almost any rather slow body of water, smaller than a river.
Mm-hmm. It can be quite large.
Oh yes, I mean, it would say Bayou Teche would classify as a river in most parts of the country. Mm-hmm. I would think a bayou is a Choctaw word, of course, and it passed into English from French. Mm-hmm. The Choctaw word is bayouk, B-A-Y-U-K, mm-hmm. and it has a variant form bok, mm-hmm. or bog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the term bog is found in Choctaw country north of the river, for example, north of the lake.
Mississippi, they say. Bog,
bog Chitta, mm-hmm. Bog Falaya. Mm-hmm. This is a small river. Now, the word for river in Choctaw is Hatcha. Mm-hmm. And you find Hatcha Falaya, for example,
mm-hmm.
here.
Yes.
By and large, the word bayou or bog means something smaller than a river, mm-hmm. but still like it.
Are there other kinds of flowing water that you would call something other than a bayou?
Well, certainly, of course, the river par excellence would be the Mississippi. You mm-hmm. don't bother to say Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. What about something small?
Coulee.
Mm-hmm.
French coulee.
Mm-hmm. How about creek or branch?
Those are to be found, say, within 30 miles from here, but not here,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
On the other side of the great linguistic watershed in Tammany Parish.
Other than the Mississippi, are there any other rivers locally?
Well, we know about the Red River and the Atchafalaya and the Calcasieu and the Sabine, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We call those rivers. Now, for example, Bayou Teche and the Vermilion River are within 10 miles of each other, and they seem to me to be the same size. But
you mentioned Bayou St. John. Are there other bayous?
Well,
area?
There are a couple of certainly that have been filled in that way in the city limits,
mm-hmm.
such as the Bayou Sauvage
mm-hmm.
and the Bayou Metairie.
Mm-hmm.
Metairie Road follows that
mm-hmm.
Crooked course, and then you have a little bit out, say it has importance from a historical point of view because the British came up there for the Battle of New Orleans by a Biengamu
mm-hmm.
in St. Bernard.
What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods? It might be 10 feet deep, 10 feet across.
Well, that's we don't get that,
mm-hmm.
say, in my area, but I believe I've heard it referred to as a cut.
How about something where there's a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a place, perhaps in a road?
The road is washed out.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a similar word, of course, for where the river has broken through its levees, and that's a crevasse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But of course that's not exactly the same thing.
Well, what if it's just a channel that the rain has cut across a field?
Mm.
Do you use the term gully?
Yeah, yes. I